Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. Is this Maddie?
Yes.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. Hi, Jeannie. I do recognize your accent, Jeannie.
Oh, good, because I do have one, I know.
Yeah. You know, Jeannie, I was reading in, great, I was just reading in the, well, I don't know, was the Rave or the Students Go Vegan. They have something. They have something called oat milk. I had never seen that.
Ah,
as opposed to the rice and almond oat, OAT. You know.
Mhm. You know, at the health food store here, they have oat milk in a carton too.
Oh.
Just
have
like
you ever tried
soy
it?
And almonds. I have, and I can't remember exactly if I did or not. I have now. I have one of the soy milk makers.
Okay.
And I have added a little bit of oats in with whatever it was, if it was rice milk or almond milk, and it makes it a little creamier.
Mm.
Is what it does. You know how oats get when you cook them?
Right.
They get kind of creamy.
Mhm.
So it kind of adds a little creamy effect to it. But straight oat milk, I don't remember having that. Do they say to use it in a recipe?
They were just giving the different types of milk replacements for dairy.
Okay.
And they listed for oats. I didn't look at any of the recipes to see if it called for any.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I found my Students Vegetarian cookbook by the same gal, Carol Raymond.
Right.
She does Students Go Vegan. I found it, and I don't think I've cooked any of the recipes. I have several that are earmarked.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember making them. But it looks like a great book. I mean, like we said yesterday, somebody said yesterday they probably have milk and every now and then some cheese and that kind of thing. For instance, there's a grilled sandwich with onions and mushrooms. Yeah, and then it's, you know, it says the cheese is optional. And, and what are they using the butter for? A little bit of butter there. But in the beginning, it was funny, I was reading, I thought this was a cute little statement, under the chapter Tools, Techniques, and Terms, Secrets Revealed, it says, most people learn how to cook through trial and error. Don't let cooking intimidate you. It's really very simple. You just apply heat over time and things cook. I thought, well, that's funny.
That's a true statement.
Yeah. That was a good sense of humor, I thought.
Yeah.
Heat over time and things.
You're right. You even cooked beans to gravy.
That's right. That's so true. Yeah, I was just looking real quick to see if they had anything about oat milk. They had soy milk. Oh, those are soy foods. Okay. They have like a listing of foods. Talk about, you know, how to pick them in the store.
Hmm.
What's the best way? A guide for picking and keeping fresh produce and different things. And so I don't remember reading that. I thought, well, maybe I should read
that. Yeah, that's great, because I tell you, this summer, I must have taken back so much of the fruits, because everything was so lousy. So lousy.
Oh, really?
Even in the health food store, but at least the health food store didn't taste, well, let's put it this way, it wasn't ripe or anything, but it had, to me, it tastes like sawdust. Or I even had a couple of apples yesterday I got from the store. Oh, my God, you bite into them, there's no juice, it's just dry. And
yuck.
It's pretty on the outside, but on the inside,
right.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have an organic section in your store?
Yeah, I have also, as I said, I have two health food stores I shop at, and I do have an organic section. And they are the organic, they change, that's just like $1 per pound more than the regular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even more expensive than the health food store. You know, the Harvest Market, the supermarkets seem to feel that because it says organic, they can charge even more, you know?
Yeah, sometimes they do that. We have a Sprout store here that it's not too bad. I mean, it is a little bit more expensive than the regular. But, you know, that list that came down, the 12, what was it called? The dirty dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of the most important ones to buy organic, because of the, Well, I'm thinking it's because of the pesticides and things that stay on the skin, and we tend to eat the skins.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think apples was one of them. I bought some apples and pears, the organic ones the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure, well, I just figure for us, if we're going to eat it, as long as I can do that, I will. You know, get the good ones.
Right,
they
exactly.
They do have a better taste as far as
they
the
do.
Apples go anyway. Yeah.
They do. I mean, even the oranges and the melons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just about everything, to be truthful.
Right.
Just about everything. Even the grapes are
mm-hmm.
better tasting. I find the organic is much better.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if somebody else join us on the call.
Good morning. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you this
morning?
Good. Good. Maddie and I were just having a little chat.
Good morning, it's Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Jeannie.
How are you today?
Very good.
Good.
Yeah.
Everybody's weather's changing a little bit?
Yes, indeed.
Mhm. I have a little sweatshirt on this morning because I had to go outside and walk the dog. Even in Phoenix, although we're going to be in the 90s. It's supposed to be warmer here.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, but we have cool mornings and cool evenings. I love that. One of my favorite
times
of year.
That's wonderful, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
Hi.
Anybody else? Oh.
Hi, this is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. You
doing okay?
I am. Mary Lou in Texas. I was just talking to my sister-in-law in Texas.
Yes. And I need to, before we maybe get into something, if Brenda can call me right after this call, or if she can give me her phone number again. I've messed up on her email she sent me.
Oh, yeah, 602, its area code is 209.
Okay.
602-4554.
Okay, thank you. I needed to talk to you, and I just
good.
Gooped up with
yeah.
everything. How was the call last night? I didn't hear it from the conference call from Nickin. Did anybody hear it? Is there something we need to know?
I watched a portion of it. There, Dave Balzer. It's recorded. It's going to be.
Well, is it okay? Can I go to the recording, Jeannie?
Mm-hmm. What I do is I go to your MyNickin.com page.
Uh huh.
And under events.
Uh huh.
And then conference calls.
Okay.
And you can scroll down there, and it usually they're listed. It might give them a day or two to put it up, but it was a WebEx, and I got in a little bit late on it.
Okay.
But I wrote down, let me see if I wrote, yeah. With the Kinko Wave, I figured out that this is one that I really need, I need to use this more. The statement that they made on there, and it was printed, so you'll be able to write it down, is
okay.
It's a non-invasive, portable home-use device. Intended to relieve muscle and joint pain, minor arthritis pain, muscle spasm, relieving stiffness and promoting relaxation of muscle tissue. I thought, oh, good. I like the way that says.
That's a good way to say it. See, you know, this is the thing that some of us haven't been since the beginning. And when those things are introduced, they just kind of talk about them, you know, a little while, and then you don't ever hear anything, you know, and you don't know about it. So
right.
I guess I should, well, I even read some, they've done better, I think, with the catalog, too, to say kind of what it is, but that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they talked about the far infrared being a nourishing energy. I wrote that down, nourishing energy, it nourishes your body.
Nourishing energy.
Yeah, and it's, far infrared is definitely one of our core technologies. It will not go away, but the Kinko Wave, if you want to get one while supplies last. They do have a certain lifetime, and so he was saying, you know, it's one of those great things. So while
you mean a
special,
certain lifetime? Oh, just with the company?
No, with the, well, that, but also, you know, all things have an end. I guess they run, and then, you know.
Well, someone told me the other day that magnets just lasted so long, and I didn't, is that so? Do y'all know anything about that?
I don't. I never thought about that.
I just thought that like the little mini mags or your infos or anything would just be forever.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie, are you saying the wave will only last X number of years as a unit?
Yeah, well, you know, everything has a lifetime. I mean, it's not going to last forever.
Did they indicate how long that is?
No. I think he said it will run and then it will just not. You know,
really?
It just won't light anymore or whatever. Yeah. But cause I've had mine for quite some time.
Well, I have mine too, but I didn't know that they not wouldn't keep going, like you said, for 10 or 12 years or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, they probably will. I would assume that they would. But depending on, of course, the use of it and all of that too. But they're going to, you know, people had questions about, you know, how long to use it and that kind of thing. And he said, just you have to, it's probably different for every person. Basically 15 to 20 minutes and then wait, you know, maybe wait an hour or whatever and then use it again. But that's just a general guideline. Anyway, those are some things I wrote down for my own. It also has a self-timer on it, so if you happen to, you know, the phone rings, you run off and leave it on, it will turn itself off after a certain period of time. Somebody had fallen asleep with it in bed with them. They were wondering if it would burn up, you know, burn up the mattress or something, but it has no, you can't feel a heat. And he explained far infrared and near infrared, I think. And they show a picture of the degrees of the infrared. It was really interesting. Like when you, the near infrared is like when you go to a restaurant and they have those heat lamps, or like in a hotel they have the heat lamps in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
That's just to warm the surface. It's not to cook anything. It's just to warm. And the far infrared, or the cool one, they work deep tissue. They warm way down underneath. So it's just really interesting to be reminded of that. I would recommend go and see it.
Okay.
Watch the recording.
All right. I thought of it earlier, and then something else happened, and I got a couple phone calls, and it left my mind.
I know. Yesterday, somebody, I was driving while I was listening in on the call. And let's see, there was something about, I know, I wrote down Oprah said she was leaning into the program.
Yes.
Somebody said she was I like
yes.
that term, leaning
Betty,
into.
Betty, yes. Yeah, I don't remember what the name of the woman was that started her on this, but she had said to Oprah that you don't have to jump in with both feet, just lean into it. And start there.
Mm-hmm. I thought that
I like
neat.
That too.
Because mm-hmm. it is all about an education, you know, educating ourselves in that.
You know, speaking of some of the technologies, I just purchased one of the PowerMags, and as it was running, let's say about 10 minutes, it changed speeds all by itself. Does anybody have that? Do that with the PowerMag?
Yeah,
I've had where it's not, at when it's running, it sounds like it goes off track and it's not.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that's supposed to happen. And yours is brand new. You ought to call them about it. Let me know what happens.
Okay.
Doesn't happen all the time, I've noticed. But it's like it's going off track.
Right. I don't know if it's getting ready to stop or what's going on with it.
Well, I don't know. I don't think mine has done that. So maybe
mine just started a month or so ago. It originally did not do that.
Mine has its own mind. It Oops. Decides what speed it's going to do by itself.
I feel the same way. It seems like it's just too much vibration.
What? I just want to tell
on the PowerMag?
Mm-hmm.
So turn it down to a lower speed?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It seems like my switches don't want to turn down.
Oh, sometimes you have to press it more than once and just do it short presses. Just pressing it and holding it, I found on mine, doesn't work. But you just press it a couple of times.
It'll go. Okay, I'll try that. Thanks.
Like you're pumping it, kind of. And it's got to be on the side. The down is... Well, at least I think this is the way mine works. The down is on the end of the word, and the up is on the beginning of the word. There's two power switches, you know.
three switches, and then but one on either side of the main, the off-on button. So the one at the end of the word Nican is the one that goes down, and the other one's the one that takes it up. Seems to be. Is that what you guys are finding?
We were finding, I'm finding that when I just received it a couple of weeks ago, that it runs, and all of a sudden, it looked like it changes speed, and I didn't know it looked like it wants to stop. So, of course, I cut it off when that happens. So, I don't know. That's what I was asking, was that happening to everyone? Because I thought you're supposed to be using it 10 minutes or so at a time.
Oh,
and then,
no. Mine runs 24/7. I mean, it did for, like, almost 2 weeks, or at least 10. And I've got two of them, and I find them both operate about the same. But yeah, mine has changed speeds a few times,
just, of course.
But I don't know if that's.
Is it charged fully? I mean, does it run on batteries or charged?
I'm using the electric. I didn't even start with the batteries.
Okay.
I've done both because I walk around with it tied around my neck, and so. Or, you know, usually it's my neck or tension in my shoulder.
Why do you use it so much?
Why do I use it so much?
Yeah.
Well, that from surgery I did. You ought to see my scar. I showed it to Jeannie last night, and she goes, my gosh, you can't even see it. And it's been, 3 weeks now? Or four? 3 or 4 weeks?
Tomorrow I think it'll be 4 weeks.
Yeah, tomorrow will be 4 weeks here. Right.
When that happens to me, Maddie, I turn it off and then turn it right back on. That's fine again.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention, people have talked about the bullet on this call, and I don't know if you have Kohl's, but they have it for $39.99, including a recipe book, and there's free shipping if you don't have Kohl's at kohls.com.
Ah.
Usually it's $49.99. So.
I'm going to rush out and get one. I saw that yesterday, too.
I just wonder if anybody know.
Oh, good. Yeah. Who has used turnips? I bought a couple of two. One of them is the round one with the pink on top. The other one's kind of yellowy looking. And I was going to do some roasted veggies in the oven. Roasted, like, sweet potatoes and regular potatoes and cauliflower and different things. And I was thinking I might throw that in with it. Wonder how
they're
that would
good.
Are they good?
They're good in stew, in soup, like a vegetable soup or a vegetable stew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't had turnips in so long. I don't remember.
I put one turnip in with a vegetable soup.
Okay.
It has a really good taste, kind of the texture of a potato in your stew. But
root stew.
I used to make pasties a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up buying pasties when I was a little girl. This one church would make them and sell them, and they would have them chunked into the pasty. And I thought it was just a good-tasting potato, more sweet. But it was the turnip.
Ah. Okay. Good. Anybody have any thoughts or concerns this morning? I made a caramelized cauliflower penne recipe that's really good, and I would add garlic to it next time is what I thought, because you roast the cauliflower, you slice the cauliflower in quarter-inch slices and roast it in the oven, and I would roast garlic cloves along with it next time. It would be really, really good. And then you put it with penne, and you chop up a bunch of parsley. Oh, I remember, but it's a bunch of parsley and a little bit of oil. And what else goes in it? But anyway, and that makes like a sauce that you stir into it with the pasta. It's really good. You reserve a little bit of the pasta water to add to it in case it's too dry. It's really good.
Oh.
I know one other thing I was going to ask, too. Yesterday, somebody talked about, maybe it was you, Brenda, about tofu and bok choy, a stir fry or something. Did you do that, or somebody had done? Mm-hmm. No?
There's a recipe in this magazine. I mentioned it briefly because
okay.
The fitness magazine has a month of menus, and I was really excited to see so many vegetarian meals there. Instead of just all meat, there were a lot of tofu things.
Okay.
And one was tofu and bok choy.
Okay. Because I bought a bunch of bok choy and I have tofu, so I was thinking I might want to make that. The fitness magazine, is it the recent one?
Yes.
Yeah. My mom just decided to send me that, along with Martha Stewart Living magazine, for present. So I'll have to look and see. Good. Well, let's see, I think I heard Char do earlier in the week, we did breakfast and lunch. Anybody have, well, dinners would be, lunch is leftovers. I know that is what happens with us, too. Anybody have a favorite dinner or that they have in the evening? Supper? Is it dinner or supper? Depends on
where
you're from.
Right?
Yeah. Or is it leper?
That's the one.
That's a lunch and supper mix.
Yeah.
The Texas thing. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, one of the things I was reading, Jeannie, starting all over again in my books, is that it seems like they use the starches only for dinner. As opposed to something, you know, like a baked potato or rice or pasta for lunch, they just use the vegetables for and a salad for lunch. And like your, I guess it's almost like when we're eating the meat, we use our steak or whatever it is for dinner. We usually didn't have that for lunch. That now the pasta, not the pasta, but the starches are for dinner. Is that how you use it, or you use them both? Just use whatever you have for dinner or
for
lunch.
Each meal, there's some starch. Like if you have cereal in the morning, that's going to be your starch.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't talking about that kind of starch.
Not
the cereal. I'm talking about like, you know, the pasta, the potato, the rice, those kinds of starches.
But they all still count as a starch, even if it's
right.
Like salad and things like that, too.
I
have rice in the morning sometimes. I have it at lunch. I have it at dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the better is, Maddie, to mix them all up, and that's why, I try and rotate, you know, like if I have rice one meal, I mean, I've done even two dishes that had a little bit of rice in one maybe and more in another. I don't like doing that as well. I like to have a bigger variety. So if I've got rice in the salad, it's not going to be in the entree and, you know, vice versa, whatever. But I count, all of those count as some form of a starch when they're in the whole form. Now, you know, if you were using... people that still get stuck on white bread occasionally. You can't really count that as a starch because it doesn't have the fiber in it. It's not a whole food in the first place. But when I even have a piece of toast, that's a starch to me. And so it's doing the same thing in the body. So you're just using different starches at different meals because that's what sustains you. If you have the type of vegetables for lunch that don't have any starch at all in the meal, you're going to be hungry in an hour and a half, usually. I mean, it just goes through me. Same as if I eat fruit salad for lunch with no starch, like a piece of toast or something like that, just as an example. Or rice in it. Rice in a fruit salad is really good. Then it's not going to stay with me at all. It's not that different as far as, because that's also where your protein comes from, see?
Mm-hmm.
Starch. You're going to get more protein from your grains many times, not always, but many times than you are from a lot of the vegetables and definitely than we would from any fruits if you were having more fruit. at one time. Did that answer your question?
I think so, except that I'd like to know then if you could, let's say, whatever you have for dinner, you could have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right.
From what you're saying.
Some for each meal.
Okay.
Just like we were doing with lifestyle. Remember how we were counting, you know, if we had cottage cheese in with something for breakfast on top of our cereal, because we were not counting. The problem in making this transfer is we were not counting the cereal with for starch, which is your protein. That's your heavier part of the meal. And when we had cereal in the morning, we wouldn't count that, so we had to put cottage cheese on it for our protein. Well, now you've got to make the transfer of your starch is usually in part your protein also, and so it would stay with you longer by doing that. And that's why you want a little bit of all of that, because I'm trying to think of any recipe that or any meal that McDougal served that did not have starch in it, and I don't for any time of the day, and I don't think there was a meal, because that's the way the smorgasbord table, the buffet table, is set up when you go to his event. Is it, you start with your lighter part, and then you go to your entree, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and then you have you know, that as your main part, and then you may or may not, they don't really call it desserts because they're not into having a dessert with everything you eat, but there could be fruit at the end. And so you're combining three things again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
But it's just the transfer that we never thought of the vegetables either with starch. See, the only thing, I mean, yeah, with starch in them. Or protein, being not exactly one and the same, because there's varying amounts of protein in your different starches, the same as it is in your vegetables, but they're still there.
Right, I had once for dinner a couple from, I'm trying to think where they're from one of the islands, and I served rice with cabbage, and they said that the cabbage, to me, the cabbage at that time was a vegetable, but since the way they spoke about it, they said the cabbage is actually a starch, I guess, in their country or wherever they were from. And so therefore that I should not have served them together, being one was a starch. I had served basically two starches. So
now,
do you consider cabbage a starch, or do you consider it a veggie?
I would consider it a veggie.
Right. That's the way I was brought up, but they were brought up completely different.
Yeah, well, you know, different cultures look at things differently, and they do different combinations, and that's the fun in mixing things. But either way, it's not gonna hurt you. But if you look at the chart, that your rice is going to have your substance and stay with you way more than the. And I would never serve just a, you know, like one of the salads I used to serve, and it wouldn't be that far off. It could be easily adapted. Is cabbage and noodles. So those would both be considered a starch then to them. And no, cabbage would be considered the vegetable. And then there were, you know, green onions in it. And it used, in the old days, I used just the white flour top ramen. But now I put a different kind of base in it because you can get better ones that are made with other ingredients that are like top ramen that would give you the crunch. And I don't know. That you even do. Have you ever used the other ones, Jeannie?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. Whether they need to be cooked, that'd be a good one for us to look for. Store. Because that's an easy salad to put together, and it's got enough substance. I used to use chicken in it, but you know, it wouldn't have to have that in it by any means. It would still be incredibly good.
What noodles are they?
Oh, they use a top ramen.
Right.
In it, and you don't cook it. Previously, I used a top ramen noodle, and you just broke it up out of the package. You did not use the seasonings at all in it. And then it had a very light, kind of tangy dressing that went on it. Mm-hmm. And it was really crunchy the first day, but the second day it was just softer, and it was still very good. And it was always devoured. It would be lunch or dinner or part of. It wasn't always the entree.
Right.
Let's
do our supplements up.
Anyway,
What dressing did you put with that, Char?
It was a tangy, like a, just a, I think a little oil vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll have to look it up because I think I can find it.
Cool. Well, good. Yeah, we're going to try to do a little shopping here today. Good. Anything else?
We got lots of fall veggies to think about using, and we can definitely go there. Big variety in the fall.
Yeah, the squashes I guess seem to be a really big thing. What else do we have?
Delicata. Delicata. Thank you.
I want to look at that, too.
Emphasis. I got a really great sounding recipe. That's the one that's got the cherries with it.
Oh, does it?
And I pulled it out of the newspaper, and it sounded really, really yummy. And so I'm anxious. I've never had that kind of squash in my life that I know of, anyway. And I'm anxious to go looking for that one and see what it's like combined with other things maybe that are not a usual to put together. Because that's the fun of it, is to develop different recipes or utilize different recipes and then see how our taste buds like it, introduce them to something new.
Now, is the squash cooked or is it raw?
No, it's baked.
It's baked. Okay.
With tart cherries in it.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm thinking it's a sweeter squash. And the tartness of the cherries may set it off, and I can't remember what else was in it because I glanced at it and didn't really go down the list of reading it. So I will give you a report back if we get it made in the next few days.
Yeah, we'll find out about it. Sounds good to me. Any other questions, concerns, thoughts about comments?
Call.
I guess what, it's 7:30.
Goes fast.
It does go fast. You know, if there's not any other questions or comments, maybe we have a lot of things we need to want to get into this morning.
Plus we have 200 guys standing.
Plus 200 guys and a
dog.
Well, the dog already ate.
Where did you guys get 200 dimes?
You got a little puppy.
You can see where your priorities are.
Household here. No, not really. Not really. Anyway. Well, thanks, you guys.
You guys, thank you. The prayers worked.
Yes. Oh, Mary Jane, yeah, good.
Yeah. Thank you.
See, I got your message.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Great. I knew it would.
Yeah, it's really, but it's some of this stuff I can't keep away from Don, and it's upsetting him.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll give you a call later.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Going to be in and out some today, so if you don't catch me first time, trust me.
I'll leave a message.
My cell phone battery is dead, and I can't find a new one, so.
Okay.
Out at home. All right.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Have a
great day. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.